Hare Krishna. This is the second half of chapter 18. Feel loved. Many devotees struggle with chanting because before that they can take shelter of Krishna's names, they have to travel through the desert of seeing the truth about themselves, that they have little sincerity and no taste, that the mind is uncontrolled and filled with anartas, and that they have no power to help themselves. This stage is necessary because it convinces us that we have nothing to depend on except Krishna's holy name. Only when we understand this fact can we chant with a full heart. But it is not easy to cross that desert, and some devotees give up before they reach the other side. It helps to understand that Krishna loves us, and he is with us even when it appears that he is not. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. Perhaps we wonder why Krishna should love us, but his love is completely natural, for he is the seed-giving father of every soul. Bhagavad Gita 14.4. He not only loves his devotees, but the devotees of his devotees are also dear to him. Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.63. Whatever faults exist in us, great as they may be, are only coverings over our true selves, mere impositions on our actual nature. Can we trust Krishna's unswerving affection for us? Out of his affection, he steadfastly accompanies us as we transmigrate from body to body, from human to hog to worm to germ. Who but our dearest well-wisher would do that? Krishna offers himself to us through his holy names, and we should accept his merciful gesture by continuing to chant Hare Krishna through any difficulty. We should also continue to offer him service, regardless of how seemingly insignificant our service is. That Krishna is personally reciprocating and assisting us will gradually become more and more apparent. Krishna will let us know from within that he is present now, that he has always been present, and that he will always be present in the future. When we perceive Krishna's affection for us, naturally, our own love for him will increase. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita 2.6.55 and 2.6.60, Srila Sanatana Goswami illustrates just how specific Krishna's love for each soul is. Gopa Kumar has just returned to the spiritual world and is now waiting on the path where Krishna will appear after a day of cowherding. Then, from a distance, Gopa Kumar says, I saw him, his charming flute in hand, running quickly. He emerged from amongst his friends and animals and approached me, saying in a sweet voice, Look, Sridham, here is my dear friend Sarup, the sun who shines on the lotus of your family. He leaped forward and came close to me, compelled by the affection of his helpless devotee. I fainted in love at seeing him. He caught hold of me by the neck, and suddenly he too fell to the ground. In his commentary, Srila Sanatana Goswami writes, Gopa Kumar was already aware, at least theoretically, that Krishna is very affectionate to his helpless devotees. But now he learned that Krishna had affection specifically for him. Merely seeing Krishna was enough to utterly enchant Gopa Kumar, but this new discovery pushed him towards the limit of ecstasy. Even after hearing such things, though, devotees still wonder why Krishna does not appear to them while they are chanting or offering service. After all, we want to be with him, and it would help our devotional service so much if he would simply make his presence known to us more often. Why doesn't he surrender to our need to see him if he loves us and wants to help us reach him? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the Rasalila section of the Srimad Bhagavatam offers illumination. There he reveals Krishna's mind in how he deals with his sadhakas. He especially mentions the chanting of Krishna's names. For those surrendered souls who worship me through Namakirtan and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. O gopis who cannot understand my real intention, not seeing me, those surrendered souls develop deep humility, feeling, quote, "Alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless because I'm an offender. Krishna has not even shown the slightest favor towards me. Let me be damned," end quote. By constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur continues, speaking about Krishna, from Krishna's side, will become free from lust and anger and will awaken pure devotion that is full of power and brilliance. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is referring to sincerity, faith, and fixedness, all constituents of bhakti. We do our part, and then, as in the Dhammadalila, if Krishna wills, he will add the second finger of his causeless mercy to our attempt. We cannot force his response, but we can faithfully offer ourselves to his holy name and wait. This is obviously important to keep in mind as we cross the desert and then begin to climb the great mountain into the universe of chanting Krishna's names. We should always remember that Krishna is present in his names. How can we encourage him to manifest himself? Chant offenselessly. Avoid the seva aparads. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained the anarthas that make us unfortunate. Give them up and develop the generous heart of a Vaishnava. Krishna is present in his name, and when we are eager to chant, he becomes eager to reveal himself to us. Krishna is unlimitedly deep, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was kind enough to reveal to us his psychology, even while we are attempting to surrender ourselves and worship Krishna through the seva of Nama Sankirtan. Krishna does not respond immediately in order to make our worship more perfect. This means that his seeming lack of response is how he has chosen to respond. He's not ignoring us. He's being very personal in his dealings. He's not trying to show us that he does not care or that he is not aware of our struggle, but he uses his absence to help us develop a deep and humble yearning for him. We have committed unlimited offenses to other living entities, to the Vaishnavas, to the holy name, to the deities, and to the Dham. Even though we are now attempting to chant, the mind is filled by an offensive mentality. The independent Supreme Lord Krishna does not appear before us according to our desire, but as he wishes. Our purity, our humility, our dependence, and our desire should all be intensified. Quote, "Let me be damned. My critical nature and all the things I do that come from false ego rather than from my desire to serve Krishna." End quote. Let such repentance wash away our offensive mentality and our lust and anger with it. This is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's broom and shoe method. Quote, "Look, O mind, look how you are keeping me from Krishna." Such thinking frees the mind from passion and awakens pure devotion, quote, that is full of power and brilliance, end quote. If you want Krishna's mercy, although we are very, very tiny and fallen souls, we are not hopeless. Our hope is in the mercy of the holy names. If you want Krishna's mercy, place yourself in the hands of the holy names and give up any sense that you have become the controller, even of your own spiritual experience. All you can do is listen carefully to your chanting and to allow your consciousness to touch the holy names. We must bathe ourselves as well as our mind, intelligence, false ego, material consciousness in the nectar of Krishna's names. Do you feel discouraged when you chant? Is chanting too hard? Your mind or body tired? Good. It means you have no qualification and that you have only Krishna to depend on. Now you are free to try your best to serve Krishna by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 18. Hare Krishna.